For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Logan Miller. I'm joined here today by Jessica Budznowski, who is the Director of Philanthropy for the Silver Sage Council for Idaho Falls. So, first off, this week, we got Girl Scout cookies coming out, and it's super exciting, and I kind of want to know where you guys are going to be stationed and what you guys are doing for that.
Yes, so it's Girl Scout cookie season, and our girls are so excited to be running their businesses again and to be out in public and getting those cookies, those yummy cookies, into the hands of everybody. So you can find them at a variety of locations, typically on weekends, like at Albertsons, Walmart, Brolam's, and Ridley's, as well as new this year, you can order them through Grubhub.
That's really cool. So that's because I'm assuming COVID's obviously a big issue. So with the involvement of Grubhub there, what else are you doing to help stem that kind of that spread there?
Yeah, absolutely. So the cookie program is more than just a yummy cookie that you get to enjoy, but it is absolutely female entrepreneurship and an opportunity for these girls to run their own business. And just like during COVID, we've all had to adjust how we do business. And so working with Grubhub is an opportunity to understand more of the software technology side of a business. And the girls are still a part of that. They are packing the orders and thanking their customers, taking inventory, still doing all those things. But as far as our booth sales that you'll see at these locations we just talked about, you'll see girls that are taking all the precautions to make sure that they are safe as well as the customers stay safe. So, of course, they'll be wearing masks. They'll have hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes. They also, I've seen some of our gals actually create a really cool setup where there is a protected screen over their tables. And so they can actually take money from one side and then they will give the cookies on the other side. And so they're really making sure to keep distance, to be cleaning things regularly, and to making sure that we are just all staying safe.
So is there a goal that you guys are trying to reach this year as opposed to other years?
Yeah, so every girl has their own goal. So what's cool about the cookie program is that each girl is learning about goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, and business ethics. And that goal setting, each girl sets their own level that they want to hit. And the reason why that's important is they actually are helping to raise funds to either send themselves to camp to experience outdoor adventures, or even raising funds to be able to give back to the community in ways to make sure that the community is staying vibrant and sustainable too.
That's really cool. And I kind of want to talk, so you've kind of already talked about it a little bit, but I do want to ask a little bit more on what these girls are learning as they are doing this, because this is a big entrepreneur kind of a thing. And so it's really cool to see them learn all these skills, but what else can they get from this?
Yeah. So, I mean, these are general life skills that they are learning. You know, they're learning about counting back change, right? So they're learning about how to decide what they want to do with those funds. They are building their confidence in being able to talk to others and show, you know, share what they're doing, or to make an ask, you know, will you support me in these efforts? And those life skills are things that you and I use every single day. And so this is setting them up for success beyond anything that they can imagine. I was talking to a former, well, still a Girl Scout. You're always a Girl Scout. But she sold cookies about 30 years ago, and she is now a pastry chef. And she was saying that what she learned about being a Girl Scout and doing the cookie program was that she could have confidence and go into something that she really loved, that her people skills that she learned from the cookie program allowed her to be a team player in the restaurant that she's at now, and how that it is a family and how they work together and they're setting goals and moving forward together as a restaurant. And so she pointed that to a lot of what the cookie program did for her.
That's really cool. And that's a great story to kind of segue into my next question, which is, how have you seen these skills that these girls have learned change their lives? And how have you seen them better themselves because of what they're learning here?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to use an example. I actually visited a cookie booth this weekend, and there was one gal there who was, you know, holding a sign, and she was kind of nervous, and you could tell she was a little timid. And, you know, as more and more customers came and started talking to her and asking questions, you know, about what they were doing, you could see her confidence grow. You could see her smile get bigger. You could see her feeling more comfortable talking to customers and, you know, practicing of, you know, here's what we're raising funds for. Here's, you know, why I want to go to camp. And to see that confidence grow in her just in the couple hours at the booth, that's a pretty incredible thing. To see the support of the community that's helping these girls be the leaders of tomorrow.
That's really cool. So let me shift gears just a smidge. And you guys are going to be, where does your council, like what area is your council specifically? Is that Idaho Falls, Rexburg?
Yeah, so we oversee a pretty large area. So we have all of eastern Idaho, we have the Magic Valley, we have the Treasure Valley, and then even a little bit of northern Nevada and a little bit of eastern Oregon as well.
That's a huge council, man.
Yes.
All right. So, and then how many Girl Scouts are in this council?
Yeah, we typically serve about 3,500 girls each year, and then we have about 1,500 plus adult volunteers as well.
So real quick, how can someone sign up? If they're interested in becoming a Girl Scout or if they want to find out more information about your guys' organization, what can someone do to find out more info about that?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go online. Our website is girlscouts-s-silver-s-sage-c-council.org. And then to find cookies, you use that same address and then do /cookies.
Okay, awesome. Now, this wouldn't be a complete interview with the Girl Scouts without asking what your favorite Girl Scout cookie is.
Oh, this is such a hard question because I do love them all. I would say a frozen Samoa is one of my favorites.
Ooh, I never even thought about freezing them. That's a really good idea.
They're pretty darn good, and they last a little bit longer when you freeze them.
Yeah, that's really cool. I've always been a Thin Mint guy. It's super bland and basic, but I love Thin Mints. I also like Tagalongs a lot as well, actually. Those are really good, too. That's all the questions I had for you guys. So thank you so much for taking the time and talking with me. I appreciate it.
Awesome. This was so wonderful. Thank you for helping us promote and share what these girls are doing. They are working so hard. And to just have a little bit of love from our community to, you know, share what they're doing, that means so much to them and to us. So thank you so much.